Okay. Is that working right, Mike?
It looks like it, so we'll go for it.
Do I now not have transcription though?
You might have to select from the triple
Start
dot
that
start
separately.
transcriber again. Yeah. I don't know why that did not.
Heisenberg transition.
Now, I don't see the ability to do that. I can start subtitles, but it doesn't offer me the ability to.
Oh, yeah, that should the when you start subtitles, that should start the transcriber again.
Okay. Hopefully that will work. Yes, I see the transcriber now. Okay. All right. Well, that was exciting. A good little wake up for the beginning of the meeting. Well, welcome everybody. I'm really excited to have Claire from Diff with us today. And so we'll get just do the housekeeping stuff since we wasted a couple of minutes with that little drama, so that we can turn the mic over to Claire. First of all, I think everyone knows that we hold these meetings to the highest level of ethics and professional conduct. If you are unsure of what that means and what the specifics are, then please do click on the link that's located in the agenda so that you can refresh yourself on those. Anyone is welcome to join these calls, and I'm really excited about the turnout today. If you are one, not getting the agenda, which I'm looking at right now and has so many helpful links in it, then please subscribe to the CCG so that you can see that information each week when it comes out, as well as all the other conversations that happen on the list. If you want to be a more of a contributor and you really want to be involved in this community, then I would also invite you to go ahead and sign they create a W3 account and sign the IPR agreements. It is free to be a member of this community group, but we do ask that those that are really participating complete those little action steps. The links to that are also available in this agenda. We do keep meeting minutes and audio recordings, and use the Jitsi chat to cue speakers. So, please, if you are interested in, have a question for Claire, later on in the conversation, you can just use Q plus to add yourself to the list. And that's sort of my job today is to sort of moderate that and make sure that we keep the conversation going. So now is one time for one of my favorite parts of the day, which is to do introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anybody who is new to the community or hasn't been here for a while and would like to let us know what they're up to? Please go ahead and cue yourself and I will call on you. Michael Shea.
Hi, Kimberly. Michael Shea. I'm been part of the community for a while. I usually can't join on Tuesdays because I usually have a standing conflict at this time, but today I was able to adjust, so I'm here. I wanted to hear the diff presentation, so glad to be here.
Great. We're certainly glad to have you. Anyone else? Eric. Welcome. The floor is yours.
Sorry, I didn't unmute. Hello, everybody. I'm Eric. I'm with ASU University, Arizona State University, acting as an engineering manager on the project called Pockets. And we are doing verifiable credentials on mobile from ASU achievements.
Great. I'm so glad you're here. Anyone else? All right. How about announcements and reminders? Kalia.
All right. Hi. I just wanted to remind folks that the Internet Identity Workshop is coming up October 10 to 12 in Mountain View, California. And I just, there are now two hotels actually within walking distance of the museum, which is like a new innovation, although one of them is very expensive and I haven't figured out how much the other one costs. At least it's an option now. So it's Mountain View. And if you are interested in being there, we want you there. So if money is an issue, please reach out. Thanks.
Great. Thanks. October in Mountain View is a beautiful time of year. And I love the idea of being able to walk. I've mapped it a couple of times from my hotel and never been able to make it work. Anyone else with announcements or reminders? All right. Is there anything that we need to discuss on about work items? All right. Well, then without further ado, I am excited to introduce you all to Claire, if you don't already know her, and let her share with us a little bit about DIFF and what they've been up to and how we might be able to create some collaborative opportunities and synergies across our communities. So, Claire, we're so glad you're here. The floor is yours. And I'll do my best to moderate questions provide any other assistance I can.
Thank you, Kimberly, and hello, everyone. Can you hear me and can you see my presentation?
We can.
Excellent. Thank you. So again, my name is Claire Nelson. I am the Executive Director for the Decentralized Identity Foundation, also known as DIFF. I recognize many of the names present. Maybe we crossed paths in the past. 2018, I was with the W3C Verifiable Claims Working Group, or perhaps at Dell, Novell, All Clear ID, Sedici, Savient, and previously before DIFF, I was with Amazon Web Services. And the focus today is twofold. A DIFF overview where I will go rather rapidly and save more of the time for a DIFF update. By now you should have received a copy of this presentation. If you have not, please let me know. I'll make sure that you get one. I have paid attention to provide links at the bottom of some of the slides, links inside the slides, so this can serve as a reference. And speaking of references, at the bottom of this deck at the end, there are three pages of references that will help you accelerate your decentralized identity journey. It's a learning experience that never ends. So a quick overview of DIFF. The primary scope for DIFF is, of course, decentralized identity, and that's deeply rooted in DIDs, or decentralized identifiers and verifiable credentials, as defined in the W3C recommendations. And, of course, the model is the issuer holder verifier model. Now, all this is probably very familiar to all of you. If it's not, I invite you at any time. DIFF is glad to hold one-on-one or group sessions. Lamari Navarette is on. She is our senior director of community engagement. She holds new member orientations. And when new members come on board and they're new to decentralized identity, they want to know what's a DID. They ask basic questions. And then there isn't much in the middle. And then on the other extreme, we get questions about, well, tell me about DID method revocation in trustless systems. And that was inspiration for a talk I gave earlier this year. If you're interested in that, send me an email. And then this slide is a reminder, if any of you are fairly new to this topic, decentralized identity, decentralized digital identity, DIDs are new. They might be new to you. Maybe they're old to many, many people. It's been 6 years with DIF and working on it beforehand. But they enable verifiable, decentralized digital identity. And a DID can refer to a person, an organization, a thing, think IoT, data model, abstract entity, et cetera. It's not just a narrow definition of identity, which some people take with them if they spend a lot of time in the legacy identity and access management world. I'm not denigrating that. My roots are there, but it's just a call out. So what is the DIF mission? In short, we exist to accelerate the adoption of decentralized identity. We're an engineering-driven organization. And here you see four blocks. And on the left is structured collaboration. And we provide intellectual property right protection, IPR protection. I have a subsequent slide on that topic. And that enables members from perhaps competing companies to work together and collaborate safely. This second block is technical specifications. And here, the word specification is purposeful, intentional, and important. We are not an SDO. DIF is not a standards development organization. We create specifications, profiles, et cetera, and often they are the roots or the foundation for standards, but we are very conscious that we are creating specifications. Reference implementations, along with creating the specifications, it's very helpful to create software. There's this loose term of a software stack, which I know is not the best term, but people understand it. And then there's this notion of tools. If you're building a decentralized identity solution, what are all the attendant tools that make it easier to do that? And then, of course, the last block is industry coordination. I have a slide on that. DIF does not work alone. We work very closely with other organizations. So at its root, DIF is a Linux Foundation project that colors much of who we are and how we exist as a nonprofit 501c6. The C6 means we serve our members. And for the IPR protection, there are two basic categories. There are more, but this will get you started. Specifications are protected under W3C patent policy, and software is protected under Apache 2.0. Then on the right, this might be something fairly new to you. In May, the Linux Foundation announced its Digital Trust Initiative. And DIF is a founding member of that. And you'll recognize some of the other foundations in here, Hyperledger, Open Wallet Foundation, Trust Over IP Foundation. And the goal of this is to make it easier for people to discover or find or collaborate with these different organizations. Linux Foundation noted that there are all these gems and it wasn't always apparent to people where to find them or what is offered by these different organizations. And there's an entire webpage devoted to this under the Linux Foundation, and you can see it's at the bottom of this slide. So let's move on to a DIF update. At the heart of DIF are the working groups. And this is a current snapshot. I'll go through in more detail some more about the working groups and what's happening. And in the upper right-hand corner is a link to the working group creation policy. If you were interested in creating a working group or want to know how is a working group governed or managed, et cetera, that's a good link to follow. So with these eight different working groups, you see there are claims and credentials, secure data storage, DIDCOM, applied cryptography, identifiers and discovery, wallet security, Sidetree, and DID authentication. Now, just a note, DID authentication work has been moved to the OpenID Foundation. And many of you are probably familiar with OIDC for VP for verifiable presentation, or OIDC for VC verifiable credentials. And that's all work that's going on with the OpenID Foundation. I'll call out just a few of these. In secure data storage, There's this notion of DON, decentralized web nodes, also called D-web nodes, has many nicknames. I have a link at the bottom to Daniel Buckner and a YouTube recording. It was an Ask Me Anything that was hosted and created by Lamari Navarette. And one of our larger Fortune 100 DIF members, they're in the entertainment gaming category, if you will. They were interested and on their way to creating mini vaults or personal data storage, and they saw DWNs, decentralized web nodes, and are adopting that. Many of you are probably familiar with DIDCOM, peer-to-peer secure communication, and for BBS, I'll have more details later. So this chart was an attempt to take an inventory of the top 10, and I know it's I'm missing some, so if you're working very hard on number 11 and 12, please don't be offended. I really ran out of room on this slide. But these are examples of DIF contributions and working group focus, and realize that some of these items did not originate at DIF. For instance, DIDCOM came from Hyperledger Aries, and some of these items may have started at DIF, and then, as I mentioned earlier, in the case of DID authentication, that work went to OpenID Foundation. So in a subsequent slide, I'll talk about the whole ecosystem, but we're aware that as we are working, it's really in collaboration and with many contributions from different sources. So Universal Resolver, if anyone knows Marcus Sabadello, his name is almost synonymous with Universal Resolver, how you resolve a DID into a DID document. And there's also a linter program. I provided the link. How do you want to make sure that the syntax and structure of your DID document is conformant with the W3C recommendation for DIDs? Scytree, that's a protocol. It's permissionless and it's blockchain agnostic. So it can sit on top of Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc. And just as an aside, here's a common question I get from especially new DIF members. Well, is it possible to implement a decentralized identity solution and not put it on a blockchain? And yes, for those of you that know DID web, that's a DID method. DID web is one means for doing just that. You can implement decentralized identity solutions that are not sitting on top of digital ledgers. DIDCOM, that's a contender for the trust over IP trust spanning protocol. It's used by Indicio for their Aruba travel solution. Of course, it's used by Hyperledger Aries. A presentation exchange, that's at 2.0 now, and it's a set of data formats that verifiers can use to articulate proof requirements. Wallet security. This is a place where we collaborate with the Open Wallet Foundation. DIF works on specifications, and the Open Wallet Foundation does software. That's our implicit handshake and agreement. And currently, the Wallet Security Working Group is addressing wallet container backup. DID authentication, as I mentioned, that went to OpenID Foundation, decentralized web nodes, I mentioned earlier. There's a link here to the decentralized web node SDK. And in applied cryptography, we have some exciting news and updates. I have more slides coming up, but BBS signatures was presented to IETF back in March, and we're up to draft 03 that was, it's published on the IETF website just earlier this month, and it's used by Trinzic, Matter, and others. And I say others because, as you know, if you work in the world of open standards and open source software, you don't always know who's using your artifacts. JSON web proof, you want to be able to include zero-knowledge proofs. This was initially proposed, and there's a space for development of this work. I included a link. And then finally, trust establishment. And it's a specification that is being done in collaboration with Trust over IP, and it's implemented by CheckD and Indicio. We could spend an entire day going over this. I provided links. And then again, I invite you, if you want to meet with me and some of the subject matter experts from DIFF, or if you're interested in contributing to any of these exciting and pioneering activities, please let us know. So here's just one snapshot of the DIFF ecosystem. And as I said, we do not work in isolation. We work very closely with many other organizations. Here, of course, W3C on the left with the recommendations for DIDs and VCs. You see the IETF, this arrow going from applied cryptography to IETF. That represents the BBS, the zero knowledge proof work. And then OpenID, I mentioned that. That was DID authentication. We work very closely with Trust over IP. DIDCOM is a contender for the Trust Spanning Protocol, and there are many other conversations we have and ongoing overlapping meetings with Trust over IP. Open Wallet Foundation, I mentioned earlier, they announced in February we were a launch partner with the Open Wallet Foundation. And with FIDO, we're renewing our conversations with FIDO. They presented at IIW back in 2022, and backup and revocation came up, so we're starting new conversations to be in sync with FIDO. So if Marcus Sabadello is here, and Marcus, I'm not sure if you could make it, this is his slide. He wanted to make sure that he gave everyone an update on what's going on in the DIFF Identifiers and Discovery Working Group. And basically you can see these are well-designed tools for developers. If you're interested in expanding your understanding of decentralized identity and how it works, this is a great place to visit. At the bottom right in this table of selected work items, you see Carry, and it says former. Carry has been archived. It's now being managed by Sam Smith and is available in Web of Trust website. There is a link from the DIFF website to the Carry archive. And then SciTree has reached its normal life cycle where we're taking a pause on it. And this is true of many of the activities that we engage in. A specification may not live on for decades and decades. After a certain period of time, maybe months, years, it's indeterminate, but it reaches a graceful, reasonable place to pause, and people say, okay, we have this specification, we'll let it rest here, and then maybe it'll be picked up in the future. But that's the case of SciTree. And then again, here's exciting news with the DIFF Applied Cryptography Group. And on the left-hand side is the update from March. On the right-hand side is the update from July. And on the left here, you see that Tobias Looker and Vasilis Kalos presented at IETF in Japan in March. And there's a link. You go down to the second bullet. There's a link on YouTube to their presentation. And I've noted this in the slide. I took a screenshot. You need to fast forward to at least 41 minutes into this presentation that's recorded from YouTube, and then you can watch. I was just thrilled to see this. I'm not sure, it may not ring your bell, but this was just very exciting to see them present this. And then there's a link to the slide deck. That's the third bullet here under the March update. And just click on that link and search for the BBS signature scheme, and you can download their tremendous deck. And then on the right-hand side, draft 3 for BBS signatures is now up on the IETF website. And so, and then you see this nice chart showing the timeline from July 22 to July 2023. Great progress by this group. And again, there are many links here so that you can learn and follow along with this. I am not a PhD in cryptography. I'm only a mere math major, but this is truly exciting work. And then this is for your edification. I'm not going to go through the abstract for BBS signature scheme. This is a snapshot from the deck. But If you're interested in selective disclosure or privacy preserving operations, that's when you would perhaps implement BBS signatures. And then DIDCOM, there's a lot of great work going on with DIDCOM. It's a protocol that supports secure private communication. Many of you are probably familiar with DIDCOM. So what attribute is missing from that statement? It's transport agnostic. So you can do DIDCOM over HTTPS, WebSockets, Bluetooth, chat, push notifications, libP2P, AMQP, SMTP, near field communications, Sneakernet, snail mail. You don't even have to have power and you can use DIDCOM. And here are some of the examples of use cases: exchanging VCs, creating and maintaining relationships, buying and selling, scheduling events, negotiating contracts, voting, presenting tickets for travel, applying to employers or schools or banks, arranging healthcare, playing games, etc. So as you can see, the use cases are almost endless. And if you're interested in learning more about DIDCOM, please let us know. There's a lot of exciting work going on there. And then the DIF Hackathon. Again, Lamari, if you're on still, please take a bow. She single-handedly managed and ran, with the help of others, of course, the first of many DIF hackathons. And this was back in June. We had presenters from many different companies, including Trinzic, Doc, Aviary Tech, TDD. TDD is a company, by the way, Danube, Spruce ID. We had over 50 participants. And the winner came up with a decentralized personal finance project. I'm not sure if it's available now to use, but they won. I apologize. The word Web5 is on this slide. I saw an email earlier. Please don't use Web3. This slide has the word Web5 in it. I'll take my lashes with wet spaghetti later on. But this is a screenshot from the people that won the hackathon. And why are we holding hackathons? We get a lot of questions from DIF members. Well, I understand what a DID is, what a VC is. I understand this issuer, holder, verifier model, but how do I build it? What do I do? And it reminds me, one of my brothers took apart his Camaro. And at one point, strewn throughout the garage floor were all the piece parts for the engine. And if you walked in and didn't know how to put together an engine, had never seen an engine, you would not know what to do. And that's somewhat similar to one of the DIF members. Some of them join us and they say, we'd like to create a decentralized identity solution, but we don't know how all the pieces fit together. And so the DIF hackathons are a tremendous vehicle for this. If you're interested in joining forces with us as we create more hackathons moving forward, please reach out to me or Lamari. And here's an example use case. They ask, okay, give me a use case. And this slide is from someone you may know, Dr. Suzanne Guth-Orlowski. And she's using decentralized identity solution for the EU digital product passport. And here's an example you see. And a reminder, the private key is in a wallet. The public key can go in a DID document in a public place on a digital ledger or stored on a server or some handy place for public use. You're probably smiling because you go, of course, the private key is stored in a wallet or some secure private place. But if you're dealing with a lot of, especially the new DIF members, they ask these questions. And a drum roll, please. This is our latest SIG. In addition to the working groups, DIF has open groups and many special interest groups, and that spans topics from vertical market segments, perhaps healthcare and travel, hospitality, banking. And for the Korea SIG, this is our newest SIG. They have their kickoff meeting tomorrow. And the chair is Kyung Chul Park. You may have met him at IIW in April. He's the CEO for K4 Security. And he's collaborating with the Ministry of Science and Information Communication Technology to research decentralized identity. He's done a tremendous job of corralling many different parties in Korea for this. You see the list of attendees here on the left. And we look forward to hearing all about this monumental, really truly groundbreaking step in DIF history and also for the DIF Korea SIG. And this is also just a footnote. We see pockets of passionate interest from different geographies, different verticals, different groups. It's quite interesting to see how decentralized identity is taking off around the globe. And with that, I thank you for your time. If you want more information, please visit the DIF website. It's identity.foundation, or feel free to contact me. I'm claire@identity.foundation. And with that, I'd be more than happy to entertain questions.
Thank you so much, Claire. While folks are joining the queue, I'm gonna ask you, you know, I loved that pockets of passionate interest. That I think is my experience in this community, is that there are, we are growing, and I think DIF is growing too by leaps and bounds. And I think one of the challenges that I see is trying to help people plug in, because they are that passionate pocket, and yet they don't know sort of how to get that first step of engagement. And I'm just curious if you have any experience or wisdom that you can pass along to sort of how to get new folks to find the right pocket.
I'll start, and then others can join in, because they may have ideas too. But as I mentioned earlier, when some of the new members, when people approach DIF, some of them are coming and they're at the very basic level. We're starting with DIDs and VCs, and we're just describing some of the basics. And it's a steep learning curve. And that's also why I have three pages of references at the end of this deck. And then others come in and they're quite advanced, and they may be, there was one very large corporation, and they were in the midst of rolling out decentralized identity in an airport. And they had questions about scale. And so being able to have an on-ramp for the beginner or the advanced practitioner is not easy. So, and that's why I said I extend an invitation if people want to set up a one-on-one or a small meeting with me and some subject matter experts. We offer that. We have new member orientations. We're rolling out more hackathons. And then the Linux Foundation is doing a great job with their digital trust initiative, because then that has the website where people can go and learn where. But it's basically a matter of finding out what are the specific needs of one of these passionate parties, and then connecting them with the right people. But thank you, Kimberly. That's something that we struggle with, and we accept any comments or recommendations.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I definitely, there is such energy in this community, and I think we can, it's all about sort of really trying to figure out how to harness that. And I'm just hearing your presentation, I was so impressed by all the work that you all have been doing, and the synergy between the work that we're doing. And so I just, and all the folks that you listed on that digital trust slide, I was like, this is a really exciting time to be in this space for sure. Does anyone else have a question that they want to, I'll stop monopolizing the conversation and let someone else jump in. All right. Well, Martin, did you have a question? All right. Well, I am curious, you know, to know what you think about the overlap between the Open Wallet Foundation work and the DIF work.
Thank you, Kimberly. Yes, I've gotten that question many, many times. And what I said earlier is that there's a dividing line so to speak, an imaginary dividing line where DIF focuses on specifications and the Open Wallet Foundation focuses on software. And of course, that involves quite a bit of collaboration and synergy. We work very closely with the Open Wallet Foundation, and it's a place, for instance, for backup, we're working on, mechanisms for backing up wallets, and that can't be done in isolation. It requires some testing, some coordination, and that's where, very close work with Open Wallet Foundation is required. Daniel Goldscheider, he is the executive director for Open Wallet Foundation, and he extends open invitations all the time. They're a very easy group to work with. And since they're a fellow Linux Foundation project, that makes it even easier. Thank you for that question.
So are there ways that you feel like the CCG can be collaborating in new ways that we haven't before? Or do you feel like do you have ideas of ways that we can be sharing work? I know one of the things that's come to my mind, hearing you give the update was you all have created a lot of really great resources for newcomers to this space. I actually used those when I was learning about this work. And so I think, that pointing folks from the CCG rather than trying to create our own on-ramping, I think, is one way that I'd really like for us to be working together and to be contributing to those as we can. But are there other things that we can be doing as a community to support the work that you're doing?
Yes. So I'll start off with two things. Number one is if there's a working group where you see some interest and want to join forces, that's good. If you want a deep dive into one particular area, that's something else, because I covered a wide range of topics in the one slide with the top 10 contributions. I think taking a deep dive and finding out where are the edges, where are the places where there is synergy with CCG, that'd be something I'd be willing to explore. And then with upcoming hackathons, we're always looking for presenters. So if someone is interested in being a presenter or even participating in the hackathon, that'd be good. And we had people from around the globe. There was one person from Egypt. He was on at 4 a.m. his time participating in the hackathon. I think that for those of you who have not been involved with hackathons recently, it'll revive your interest in coding and learning.
Do you have plans for the next one?
We are working on that right now. We have not set any dates yet, but stay tuned for updates.
Okay. I'm definitely interested, at least to be an active watcher, observer of what's going on. So, all right. Anybody, let me just check the queue here and see. Questions for Claire about DIF? I'll do my long teacher pause. All right. Well, Claire, thank you so much for coming and sharing. And I definitely agree that, I was taking some notes about things that I think we could do a deeper dive about. And so that I think as we look to the new year, and planning, we need to come together and have a conversation about where those edges and intersections are best served and how we can also support your work with the hackathons. I know from my work with the Plugfests that drove my learning forward in a big way. So, all right, exciting stuff. I'll give everybody back some time this afternoon to maybe grab a bite to eat. If you're on the East Coast, it's lunchtime. I'm starving. So thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you all next week.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, everyone.